You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Tonight, in Oak Creek, constituents of Congressman Brian Stile are set to host a town hall. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says they're trying to raise concerns over cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. They say Stile and other Republicans have supported cuts. The GOP says they're only targeting abuse of the system. Organizers of the town hall at the Oak Creek Community Center have invited Stile to attend. Protesters yesterday gathered outside Stile's Racine County Courthouse office. The event tonight will be open to the public, and it starts at 6. The early July date for Judge Dugan might be pushed back. The case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is likely to be delayed as the court considers her motions to dismiss the charges. A scheduling hearing is set for tomorrow to review arguments. Prosecutors argue Dugan is not entitled to judicial immunity for allegedly helping an undocumented man evade immigration agents. Her defense team says her actions were official judicial acts protected by centuries of legal precedent. Docking in Milwaukee is about to get more cost-effective. Milwaukee leaders gathered at Port Milwaukee yesterday to celebrate a major federal trade policy shift. Going forward, big shipping boats on the Great Lakes are now exempt from a $1.5 million port fee. The fee was originally intended for ocean-going ships as part of a crackdown on Chinese-built vessels, but local leaders say the exemption will protect nearly half of Port Milwaukee's trade. Congresswoman Gwen Moore and other officials say the move will create jobs and expand the port's role. There were likely some tense moments over the weekend for one of our U.S. senators. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote.
Gas prices in Tulsa are tied to what's happening in Tehran. While impacts haven't yet been widely seen, prices are expected to rise. The average in our region is around that $2.97 a gallon mark, which is a little more than what others are paying. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today, 79. More scattered thunderstorms tonight with thunderstorms and heavy rain likely tomorrow. We could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain from late tonight with the heaviest rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.